WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan-based St. Joseph Health System is expanding. President Odette Bellano has announced the acquisition of a 32-bed hospital in Belleville. No jobs are expected to be lost. Bellano says Belleville is one of the fastest-growing communities in their service area, which also includes hospitals in Navasota, Caldwell, and Madisonville. At least three members of the Bryan School Board are not ready to say yes to approving a school calendar next year, which would go into the first week of June.
Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke was asked to make sure a dozen Bryan and Rudder High School students were accommodated when they start summer college classes that also meet the first week of June.
I know we do that at Bryan Collegiate continuously to meet their needs in that coordination between blend schedule and our school calendar schedule.
Out of 6,000 responding to the most recent survey, 60% favored going into June. Final action on that takes place in 2 weeks, along with considering startup costs for expanding the at-risk student program. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says moving 300 students out of Bryan and Rudder High will increase their chances for success and reduce behavioral issues at the traditional campuses.
You're saying these kids feel like they have an option now to get out, and so we feel like this is going to even reduce referrals and those types of things even more than what we've worked currently. Because, you know, they have gone down a great deal over the past 2 years.
The Mary Catherine Harris program will move into the Hammond Oliver building near St. Joseph's Hospital, and the health sciences students will relocate to the Bryan High Blue campus. The board and its next meeting will consider hiring an architect and soliciting bids for remodeling the science lab. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At last report, the Texas A&M Forest Service has responded to 14 wildfires since last Friday. The largest is in Bell County at Iron Bridge Park in Bell and Coryell counties.
The terrain is real rough and hilly, places where they can't get a dozer in, so they're going to have to back off and put a line further back than they really wanted to, just for safety reasons.
Spokeswoman Mary Hicks says at last check, the fire was 20% contained. The fire may have started as a campfire or warming fire. And A&M officials say Texas leads the nation in cotton production and is the state's leading cash crop, supporting an economic impact of over $5 billion. That's why it's significant that Texas farmers plan to plant as much as 25% less cotton. State cotton specialist Galen Morgan, who's based at A&M, says there's been more rainfall this year than expected, and that will affect just how much farmers intend to plant. With the added rainfall, some farmers may opt to plant other crops, such as wheat. A survey by the National Cotton Council predicts less than 5 million acres of cotton plantings in Texas, down from 6.5 million last year. And Congressman Bill Flores says Texas isn't the only state that isn't going along with the new federal regulations to receive Medicaid funding. Flores also notes some Republican governors are quietly agreeing with the Obama administration.
And I would advise those governors that they are making a pact with the devil when they do that, because they'll get full Medicaid expansion funding for a couple of years, but then the federal cost sharing goes down, and then all of a sudden you've added a bunch more people to a ship that's going to sink, and the outcome is not going to be better. You're just going to have more pain and disruption starting out 3 or 4 years. So I'd advise people to make a wise decision like the Texas state has, to not be sucked in by this lure of federal dollars.
Republican members of the Texas House yesterday held a caucus meeting where they voted against expanding Medicaid in its current form, but left the door open to negotiations with the federal government. And State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station was asked recently about allowing gambling as a new revenue source. Cassell says horse racing is a topic of interest in his district.
From District 12's perspective, you know, there's a number of horse and equine facilities up and down Highway 6 and OSR and in the Falls County. So economically, the impact with, you know, better purses than the tracks in Texas, you know, it would affect this area immensely. It would be an incredible opportunity for more folks to have jobs. There would be more horses moving up and down Highway 6, so it would be a big impact here.
Cassell says gambling is an issue that needs to be decided by voters. And College Station's 75th birthday is coming up in the fall, and Historical Records Coordinator Jacob Morris says now's the time to add your family's history to the celebration.
What we're looking at is, you know, if people have images or pictures or old clippings of things like what the city used to look like, what made College Station recognizable at a certain period of time. Things about old businesses are good to use, also old neighborhoods.
Linda Harvell says as part of a citywide celebration tentatively set for November 15th and 16th, the most interesting local historical data will be part of a special exhibit at the Bush Library.
We're trying to come up with a concept where somebody can sit at a computer screen and maybe have that pulled up during the course of the exhibit. Mm-hmm. So we really respect the history.
Harvell says College Station doesn't have a long history, but it's important to collect and save what the city has. You can find a link to the city's historical programs on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 6:12. It's 51 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Fibromax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are thousands of Brazos Valley families connected directly or indirectly to the scouting program. As our scouts and leaders observe 103 years of splendid history, Kelly Burt Dozer suggests you give them a pat on the back for a job well done. Kelly Burt Dozer is clearing the path for progress. For sand, gravel, topsoil, excavating, clearing, and site preparation, contact Kelly Burt Dozer. Phone 979-778-1902. That's 979-778-1902.
Good morning. It's 6:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's going to produce sunshine across the area today, and that sunshine is going to be responsible helping to warm us up a bit, though cooler air is moving in on gusty winds, so we won't be quite as warm as we have been, a high of 65. Clear skies tonight, the winds will die down through the evening, lows near 35. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear with lows around 40. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny during the day Thursday, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M gets another Freshman of the Week honor. And you heard about the $6 million man. Well, Joe Flacco is now the $120.6 million man, starting quarterback for the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. Also, Brittany Griner goes off for 50 last night. All that more with sports coming up.
Would it be asking too much for them to go ahead and keep Diet Coke in the machine? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's not a good way to start the morning. I'm sorry.
Well, on top of any number of other things. Like they
I have been in this room all the time. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Would you like me to make you a cup of raspberry green tea?
No, believe me. There's not a day in my life I want raspberry tea. No.
What about minty mint green tea?
No.
About mango green tea?
No. When we go to those restaurants, you know, and my wife wants to get like peach iced tea or something, I just say,
I've got some.
Do you have regular tea?
I've got Earl Grey
green
tea.
I don't drink hot caffeine very often during the week.
Well.
But, you know, again, Ben leaves town and they can't keep the Diet Coke in the machine. Is that basically what I'm... Yeah.
He's area man. He controls all.
I know. So
Ben leaves, everything goes to pot.
That's exactly right. And so now I'm going to have to try to race downstairs and see. I don't even know if they still have a vending machine downstairs. And this is a wonderful building, but I don't know if they do.
There's a chip machine.
No,
sure.
I don't want that. I'm looking for drinks.
Hey, anyway. Look on the bright side. It wasn't as bad as my night last night.
Okay. Because I'm not going to settle for Diet Dr. Pepper. All right. So what happened to you last night?
I took my daughter to the Rat Fromage Pizza Emporium.
Okay, fine. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
And it sounds so much worse when you say it that
No, it sounds
way.
Like what it is.
It was, you know, the girls had a good time. Because,
sure.
You know, it was her birthday yesterday.
Yeah, wait a minute. You did this.
Well, she had a party, but we wanted to do something for her birthday, so she got to take a little friend to the Rat Fromage Pizza Emporium.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was just two girls. It was a nice time. The air conditioner was out.
Okay.
So it was just hotter than snot in there.
Yeah, that's great.
And as I'm standing there with these two children, I get a call from the College Station Police Department.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I have a handicap placard because of the leg and the gimp and everything else. I had forgot to hang it.
Oh.
And so they called you?
They called my ex-wife.
Okay.
And so she's panicked thinking something's happened
to the
kid.
Why are the police calling? Right, yeah, exactly.
So finally it gets all worked out. The police officer was extraordinarily nice. I said, yes, it is. I have it here. I just forgot to hang it. I was in a hurry to get my kid in for her birthday. Got the proverbial smile and nod. I get the proverbial readout from
Yeah,
at least you're legit. It's not like you're a jerk that parked in the wrong spot.
Where was that guy Sunday?
With the Post Oak Mall cops.
Okay.
Who then called the police department.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is that where they are there? They're in Manor East Mall, in Post Oak Mall, huh?
Apparently.
And the Ratty Fromage.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I guess that's information I probably won't use today. But, yeah.
Now you know. Sorry, I didn't mean to top your lock at last.
Oh, no, Diet Coke. It's
pretty
fine.
Much one. Yeah. Info.
Mation.
No, it's not one up. And I'll apologize ahead of time if there's any dead air in the next 15 minutes. It's because I've gone downstairs to see if there's any Diet Coke in the machine. I have to work under these conditions.
It's awful.
It is.
Submit a complaint.
In a minute, they're going to make you pick something up.
Yeah, really.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association along with the Chamber and title sponsor HEB for a Taste of Aggieland 2013, Tuesday, March the 5th, beginning at 5:45 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You'll be treated to food from your favorite restaurants, gift certificate raffles, a food eating contest, local high school student culinary competition, and more. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to a Taste of Aggieland 2013 and Epicurean Extravaganza, Tuesday, March the 5th. Call 260-5200 for more details.
618 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's what we need to mention, and I didn't a minute ago, is the wind out there is up a little bit, shall we say. 22 miles an hour, gusting to 31. And we probably, excuse me, I'll turn y'all's microphones on so you can talk.
Yeah, been talking like, man.
Hey. Yeah, okay. He hasn't had caffeine. Slow
That's
down.
Right, yeah. Gust up to 35 miles an hour today, so.
It's a little freaky deaky.
Yeah, it's, anyway. It's just been dang windy here for the last month.
Unusually so.
Yeah, and we had it, I remember, back in the end of last year as well. But, anyhow, winds are up there. It means we're probably all going to die. And, so enjoy that. But, right now, the chill factor is 49.
I'll believe that.
Yeah. It could be worse. It really, really could be worse.
Al Gore could be president.
There you are.
That would be worse.
It's Multiple Personalities Day.
Huh?
Am I talking to me?
Huh?
Yeah, right. And it's also Unique Names Day. So if you know anybody with a unique name, then salute them. All right, you got some birthdays.
I have a ton of birthdays today.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy day, isn't it?
Jack Lloyd is 24. He played young Anakin in the Star Wars movies.
Of course he did.
Jolene Bellick from Star Trek Enterprise is 38. Nikki Taylor, supermodel, is 38. Eva Mendez is 39. She was in Training Day, Ghost Rider, a bunch of other movies. Yeah. Kevin Connolly is 39 from Entourage. Mm-hmm. Paul Blackthorne is 44. Blackthorne, I'm sorry.
Who's that?
He's the detective on Arrow.
Oh, of course. I haven't seen that, but yeah, he goes around and shoots people with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, okay.
Michael Irvin is 47 from the Dallas Cowboys.
Man.
Craig and Charlie Reed, the Proclaimers. They'll go 500 miles.
Okay.
That's all they did, though.
All right.
Penn Jillette is 58.
Oh.
Cool. 6'6" tall.
Yeah, and a conservative.
Very,
Libertarian. Libertarian would be right.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Marsha Warfield, who was in Night Court.
Oh, yeah.
And DC Cab.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue, if you'll remember that
one.
Hit wonder. Yeah, exactly. Murray Head. 67.
Oh, One Night in Bangkok.
Very nice.
That's one of my. I really like that song.
I do too.
That's a toe tapper. Yeah.
And Dean Stockwell from Quantum Leap, 77.
Who was supposed to be a big star, and it never really took off for him. No, never took off for him.
I don't think I missed any.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Oh, did I?
Two guys who were on the same television show. James B. Syking is 79. He was on L.A. Law. No, NYPD Blue. And Michael Warren. Michael Warren was a basketball player at UCLA and went on to become an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's 67. And speaking of athletes and actors, Fred Williamson, who's doing commercials for something now. I saw him on TV just the other day. He's 75. And
he was a hardcore 80s cop show, wasn't he?
Yeah, something like that. And he was, I think he was also in the original MASH movie. And, played for Fred the Hammer Williams.
And played for the Rams.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. Okay, yeah, that's a ton and some. 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
People are growing weary of Obama's ways here. They're sick of it. It doesn't help that Obama was caught out in this flat-out deception about the sequester. I mean, Max Baucus busted him, and Gene Sperling is this weekend had to admit it, and finally Jay Carney had to admit it, and Bob Woodward, who they tried to beat up, was right about this from the very beginning. So it matters, does it not, if a president can or cannot tell the truth. Now, if you can think of a more pathetic effort to spin and weave and mislead the public about, is that who came up with the idea over the sequester? You see, it didn't work into his narrative anymore to say this is a meat cleaver approach. And we're going to have to choose between kids in poverty and poor children. And you're saying the most outrageous things.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
There is. My friend installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of wasting energy cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so the hot or cool air goes directly into your room, not through dirty ductwork.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. And Fujitsu is offering up to $300 in rebates on select models now through the end of the year.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Wow, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Cell phone unlocking should not be a crime. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The White House is on your side. If you have a used cell phone from one wireless provider and would like to use the device with a different carrier, the Library of Congress has banned the practice of unlocking a cell phone without a carrier's permission, but the Obama administration says unlocking should be allowed as long as the phone is no longer under contract. Cellular providers typically offer phones at deeply discounted prices in exchange for long-term contracts. An affiliate of IKEA is teaming up with Marriott International. The new partners plan to open a chain of budget hotels in Europe under the brand name Moxie. Starwood Hotels and Resorts is also expanding in Europe. 50 new hotels are on the drawing board. A Mexican telecom executive is still the world's richest man. Forbes estimates Carlos Slim has a fortune of $73 billion. Bill Gates ranks second with $67 billion. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off new 30 to 75 horsepower 3E and 5E open station tractors. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan cash off with purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Stop by Foster's Farm and Equipment in Hockley or Foster's East Tex Farm and Home in Beaumont and Liberty or visit us online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barky?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. That's probably the wind you hear out there because it is going to be windy today. Temps all right, 67 degrees, but the wind's out of the north at 20 to 25 miles an hour. Maybe gusting up to 35, so it's not going to feel like it's 67. 36 for our low tonight, and the winds will lay down a little bit. They'll still be out of the north. And then tomorrow we're looking at a high of 63, then probably 67 or 68 for the next couple of days. Then pretty ideal on Saturday, 73 will be our high temperature. Right now, chill factor is 49 because we have north winds at 22, gusting to 31. The air temperature is 54.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
When it comes to children's sports, is competition a good thing or a bad thing? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
A lot of the competition has been taken out of kids' sports. Everyone's a winner and no one keeps an official score.
But the kids keep score. They all know. And actually the sort of illusion that everybody wins is really kind of troubling to kids.
Ashley Merriman, co-author of the book Top Dog.
Kids know when they're doing badly, and to tell them it's great is really just as much of a problem as the kid who hit the home run and doesn't get any credit for that either. Because what kids need to do is develop a sense of agency, and agency is the psychological construct that I trust my opinion. And if you have kids who say, wow, I really did terribly at baseball today, and everyone says, no, you did great, I can't trust myself.
Competition is part of human nature, and Ashley says you really cannot engineer it out of children's lives.
The researchers say that you can eliminate competition all you want, and that works until they're three. But from three on, they are hyper aware of who's the best reader in class, who's the best athlete.
If you have any doubts that human beings are competitive by nature...
One of my favorite studies, they actually timed people leaving parking spaces in an Atlanta shopping mall, and it's not your imagination. If someone knows you're waiting, they take longer to leave. The idea that they have to give their spot to you means they stay longer because they want it more.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
WTAW News Time 6:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Wildfires have returned to central Texas. Mary Hicks at the A&M Forest Service says the largest is in Coryell and Bell counties at Iron Bridge Park.
Started from a campfire. That's where they traced it back to. And the fire right now is, they said they mapped it. It was 130 acres.
The Forest Service reports on its social media accounts they have responded to 14 fires covering 368 acres since last Friday. You won't see as much cotton in the ground this year. A survey by the National Cotton Council predicts as much as a 25% cut. State cotton specialist Galen Morgan at A&M says there's been more rainfall than expected. That gives farmers the option to plant wheat or other crops. Cotton production in Texas leads the nation and has an economic impact of more than $5 billion as the state's leading cash crop. As part of the upcoming celebration of 75 years since the incorporation of College Station, Linda Harvell says the city is asking residents to share photos, stories, and memorabilia.
We have a Tell Your Story where we will actually go out and interview people. And then the city has Project Hold. So all of this information will be put into Project Hold so that history is never going to be lost.
Historical Records Coordinator Jacob Morris says Project Hold is the historical online database of stories and images, and those memories are what make College Station special.
Artifacts are stories that give a feel for what it was like to be in a residential part of College Station, or what it was like to go to North Gate or to go to the South Side, or what was it like back when. If someone has a story, or people think of photographs, but it can also be artifacts.
Harvell says College Station's homecoming celebration is tentatively scheduled for November 15th and 16th. At WTAW.com, you can find more information about the project and how to get involved. A fifth hospital is coming to Bryan-based St. Joseph's Health System. Leaders of Belleville General Hospital initiated talks late last year. St. Joseph President Odette Bellano says the 32-bed facility serves one of the fastest-growing communities in their service area. No jobs are expected to be lost in the transition. And Bryan School District maintenance crews have already started preparing the Bryan Blue High Blue campus to be the new home of the Hammond Oliver Human Services Program.
That's to open up the existing Hammond Oliver building near St. Joseph's Hospital to serve an increase of 300 students in the Mary Catherine Harris At-Risk program.
Most of the students who were getting citations, who were fighting, causing disruptions in the schools, were overaged, undercredited students.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace expects moving students off traditional campuses will reduce the number of student referrals and citations. In 2 weeks, the board will consider remodeling Bryan High and startup expenses for the expanded at-risk program, which have an estimated cost of $363,000. Also in 2 weeks, the board will vote on next year's school calendar, which now has 60% support of 6,000 surveyed to end the first week of June. David Stansting was among three board members who want to know how administrators will work with a dozen high school students who will take summer college classes, also scheduled the first week of June.
What is available to us to say, yes, we're going to take care of you? Are we going to just say you don't have to come to class, or what are we going to do?
The survey included 3,300 responses from students as young as third grade, along with 1,300 parents, 1,200 district employees, and 200 community members. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Everyone's looking for money from the Texas legislature. Representative Cal Casella of Rural College Station looks for increased funding to keep up with energy development in the state.
Spent a lot of time with the Railroad Commission and with the Eagleford Shell, and the good news about this Klein Shell out west, you know, the big deal is the technology. The servers that the Railroad Commission are dealing with are outdated, and they cannot handle all the requests from the general public and the oil companies. So we're going to have to help find some money to take care of those servers so that we can enjoy all the economic impact of these two shell plays.
Yesterday, House Republicans held a caucus meeting where they voted against expanding Medicaid in its current form, but left the door open to negotiations with the federal government. Also, you may have run across new advertising encouraging you to contact Washington about changing the formula for annual increases in Social Security payments. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that would cause more problems.
AARP's acting like the president on this. That's a scare tactic. Changing the cost adjustment to the chain CPI will right. not hurt seniors. It, as a matter of fact, what it does is it adjusts payments in a manner that more accurately reflects the cost structure of retirement. And so What I'd ask AARP is say, okay, if you don't change it, what does this do to your kids' Social Security? Because it destroys it.
Flores says protecting Social Security and Medicare for baby boomers is the reason he supports balancing the federal budget in 10 years rather than one or two, as some constituents want. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 51 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Experience the exclusive resort lifestyle at Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Are you a Riviera VIP? During March only, purchase the VIP Silver year-long membership at an unbelievable discount. As a member, get unlimited use of our pool, hot tub, and steam room. You'll always have a quiet place to lay out and enjoy a complimentary glass of wine. Plus, receive 10% off all products and services. The Silver VIP Special is only available once a year. Call now, 693-0350. Visit RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com or find us on Facebook.
Summer is right around the corner. Your friends at AeroFit want to remind you now is the time to get swimsuit fit. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, an indoor track, and the latest in exercise equipment. With four AeroFit locations to better serve you, you can now join and get 50% off your first month, plus two complimentary training sessions, a $150 value. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
We're total fitness.
Time for some weather at 6:39, sponsored by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure will build into the region. It's going to be responsible for lots of sunshine for today. Our temperatures are going to have tendency to climb up to 65. It'll be windy. Clear, cooler tonight. The winds will diminish. Lows near 35. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. Clear skies with a low of 40 tomorrow night. High pressure will stay with us during the day on Thursday. Temperatures on Thursday are going to be around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. From the press conference yesterday on who Coach Blair thinks the seating will be.
It'll be Mississippi State. Don't say that.
That's who he thinks we're going to play.
All right.
We've got also Aggie Baseball has a Freshman of the Week and a whole lot more coming up with sports in about 12 minutes.
Eddie Gossage isn't expecting any significant fallout from his track sponsorship with the NRA, but Texas Motor Speedway's president considering tweaks after aligning with the organization.
That's NHRA, though, right? That's not NASCAR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Gossage told USA Today Sports in a phone interview yesterday that he will solicit team owners' opinions about altering his victory lane procedure in the NRA 500, which will be held on April the 13th. You see, for several years, Texas winners have celebrated by putting on a cowboy hat and firing their six-shooters.
Oh.
With blanks, but yeah.
Yeah, they do that at the NASCAR track as well.
Yeah.
It's just a Texas thing.
So but, you know, look, it's Texas, all right? Dang it. Just stop it. Give it a break. 2 weeks ago in the Daytona NASCAR, backed a car promoting the Sandy Hook School Support Fund. That was the number 26 car driven by Michael Waltrip. Look, they're blanks, okay? It's a reasonable person who's got blanks and two pistols, and he's going to fire them with the pistols pointing straight up.
Oh, and they're six shooters, for heaven's sakes. It looks like something from a cowboy movie.
Well, again, and Glenn Beck has said it. I mean, they're trying to make people be scared of the instrument itself rather than the person who is holding it.
Just because you disagree doesn't mean you can kind of impose your things on everyone else.
Oh, yes, it does. In today's world, it doesn't matter what your point of view is. Once you get your little face in front of the microphone and camera, you're just as important as anybody who's got a reasonable point of view.
I'm just really curious because so many people that I grew up around had guns in the house. There's no fear there.
I understand. Yeah. Well, that's going to change.
Well, I'm wondering, though, if there are going to be strongholds throughout the country, though, where the flying fickle finger of fate is given to Washington going, no, we like them.
Well, of course. I mean, part of the problem is because, you know, there's a whole generation of kids that were raised by TVs instead of human beings. And so, you know, what do guns do on TV versus when you actually have a responsible family?
If you're going out with a parent to go hunting or something like that. Here we have to cross the street and walk on the other side because there's a gun, and it could jump out of the window where it's on display.
Please.
Well, what did Limbaugh used to do stories with the lead of the SUV thing?
People don't
kill people. SUVs kill people.
That's exactly right. They do. The SUV did this. The SUV did that. Well, it seems that Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano might have been lying when she talked yesterday about delays already mounting at some airports due to the sequester.
More Pinocchios!
Yes, actually. And the Daily Telegraph, that is a newspaper in London, apparently they actually do fact-checking as opposed to U.S. media outlets who just go ahead and run the story.
British stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, they do okay. Well, anyway, they contacted spokespeople at both O'Hare and LAX, as well as representatives from the travel industry. They all denied that there were any kind of delays. We haven't had any slowdowns at all, says Marsha Lowe, a spokesperson for LAX. And there are no reports of unusual security delays. Delos Smith, who's a spokesman for Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, that's in Atlanta. There have been no abnormally long lines at the security checkout.
And that's like the busiest airport in the country,
yep.
Is it not?
Yep, pretty much. Karen Pride, who's the director of media relations at Chicago Department of Aviation, said everything is normal at O'Hare. There are no unusual delays or cancellations.
Well, what's frustrating is either nobody's going to hear the truth or people that do hear it are not going to believe it. How frustrating.
When asked specifically about the cabinet secretary's claims, Ms. Pride, again from O'Hare, said, quote, I've had no reports on that. I got a theory. I think it's that furry animal that sits on top of Janet Napolitano's head that's making her say these things.
She's Tribble sucking her brain out?
No, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. But if you look at it,
Carnivorous Tribble. It does.
It looks like something that's just that some massive hairy animal sitting there. So we mentioned yesterday that Dennis Rodman has decided that he's going to be part of the State Department or something. He's going to be in diplomatic matters, and Jay Carney from the White House not too happy about that. He said, quote, instead of spending money on celebrating sporting events to entertain the elites of that country, the North Korean regime should focus on the well-being of its own people who have been starved, imprisoned, and denied their human rights. He said, we have urged the North Korean leadership to heed President Obama's call to choose the path of peace and come into compliance with international obligations. So, there you go. Oh, look, we have gun control in Washington now. Yesterday, they put together a bill in the Senate having to do with straw purchasers. And, you know, for people who care about buying firearms, you understand what straw purchasers are, and those are people who are buying for somebody else.
See, I thought you already weren't allowed to have guns in Washington, D.C.
Well, this is for the rest of U.S. America. This is national law. They're trying to come up with some. See, that way, all these politicians can go back home and say, we passed gun legislation. Okay, well, if the gun legislation has to do with someone who is buying a gun for someone else who can't legally buy a gun. I don't know that there are a lot of people who are in favor of people being able to do that. You know what I'm saying? This is something that everybody can be in favor of.
How long does that go till that goes to the Supreme Court after they decide to make any law that way?
Yeah.
About 30 seconds.
Yep, something. So anyway, we'll see. What they're looking to do is increase the penalties for gun traffickers. That's just not controversial. I mean, it's just not. But we're glad they're up there helping us out. Ashley Judd, you know, we've talked about her maybe running for the Senate in Kentucky. There's a website called MrSkin.com that specializes in cataloging celebrity online nudity, and they wanted to mention that Ashley Judd had shucked her duds in some movies. So why should she be elected senator? I guess we're going to forget about Scott Brown and the nude photos that he did. Those don't count. Is that it?
No, not at all.
That's what they say. As soon as you get nude, they lose all respect for you.
Well, he got elected. Maybe she will, too. She's a pretty smart lady, I believe.
She's very bright.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. Not that bright if she's shucking her duds.
Well, that's part of her job. I mean,
that is not part of your job. Don't give me that.
She chose to do that. And that's fine.
It's a choice. It's not part of your job. You can be successful without getting naked.
It could be that that was part. I have no idea what movies we're talking about.
It's
that may
art.
Have been part of the. That's right.
That
that's
is good, not man. Art.
It's art.
When it comes to politics
it's
and too.
Fart.
Oh, very nice. When it comes to politics and too soon, how about the name Bush? Yeah. Jeb Bush may be thinking about a run in 2016. Jeb, it's too soon, buddy. It's just too soon.
Not yet.
He's got a new book out called Immigration Wars, Forging an American Solution. So he's out shopping that around. He was on the Shill Hannity show last night.
Does Ronald Reagan have any descendants?
Yeah, why?
Did he have any progeny that have any?
I mean, Michael Reagan, Jane Wyman was his mom. He's a talk show host out in California.
Well, I mean, even liberals agree that Reagan did a lot of good things.
Well, yeah, some good things.
He's liberal, though, isn't he?
Who's that?
Michael Reagan?
No. He's fairly conservative.
Is he?
Yeah,
okay.
He is. He's fairly conservative. Anyway, so we got that. And let's see. I had a story. Oh! Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's the hot one, right? Right, Kevin? That's it. Plans to stay on the high court for at least two more years. She tells New Yorker's Jeffrey Toobin, retirement, speaking of retirement, it's not this year. You can never tell when you're my age, but as long as I think I have candle power, I will continue to do this. She's 79 years old. She's the court's oldest and, some say, the most reliable liberal member. She underwent surgery for pancreatic cancer in 2009, but returned to the bench soon afterwards. So, anyway, she wears that doily around her neck, you know. Well, she does.
You're right.
Am I lying?
You're right.
All right. And she ties that hair back in a tight bun. Yeah. Looks like somebody's...
Poor man's facelift.
What is all that?
Parkview Spring Break. Whether you're actually going on an extended road trip or just planning a staycation, Rattlers has everything you'll need for your break. To keep you alert and ready to go, pick up 2 5-hour energy bottles, just 2 for $4. Leaving early in the morning? Buy any breakfast item, get a 16-ounce coffee for only a nickel. You know you're going to be thirsty when you arrive, so stock up on any 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors, only $18.99 where available, or buy any Bud, Miller Lite, or Coors Lite 24-ounce can for just $1.79. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 9th, it's success with bedding plants. Memorable beds full of color depend on selecting the right plants and providing the proper care. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Little children are attracted to bright, shiny objects that move rapidly. Big children who garden aren't a lot different. If it's colorful and if it grows quickly, we want it in our yard. And therein lies one of our first mistakes as planners of fine landscapes. Other features are just as important, but we give them no thought. Two that are most often overlooked are growth form and texture. We're going to talk about them after this message.
It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. So we're talking about growth form and texture in landscaping. Let's start with some of the forms. Rounded. Rounded plants are the classical form of the greatest number of landscaping plants. That means that rounded plants also look most natural to our eyes. These are the trees and shrubs that grow about as tall as they grow wide, and that do so much without formal shearing. They make up a majority of most simple yet elegant landscape designs. Oval plants are egg-shaped. They also have a very natural-looking growth form like the rounded plants, so they're comfortable alongside the rounded ones. In fact, the two forms are almost interchangeable in their landscaping statements. How about vertical plants? With these columnar plants, we really begin to add drama to our gardens. Their impact can be stunning or it can quickly become overpowering. Use them as accents where that attention is really needed, but be cautious in using them in open spaces where they might take the form of giant green fences. Spreading plants. In an odd way of thinking about things, if you took a vertical plant and laid it on its side, it would become horizontal. Somehow, it also would lose much of its dramatic flair. Spreading plants have a softer, friendlier feel in the landscape. They usually grow twice as wide as they do tall, so they cover areas well without blocking views. Trailing plants are our ground covers. They're vining plants that haven't yet found a vertical support, so they've resigned themselves to covering bare ground with their stems and their leaves. We use them on slopes, beneath large trees, and in other settings where grass is difficult to grow or maintain. They're a very useful form of gardening. Vining plants, conversely, when a clinging, twining, or leaning plant finds a support, it quickly becomes a vine. These cover vertical surfaces just as well as the columnar plants mentioned earlier, but without any of the visual shock of having tall, slender green rocket stalks. Vining plants perform a lot of miracles in landscaping. And then finally, weeping. Least common of all the plant growth forms, weeping plants can either be graceful, often elegant, like weeping willows. They live a short time, but they're beautiful. Or they can be visually heavy and prominent, like weeping mulberries or weeping yaupon. And finally, texture is a measure of many factors, including leaf size, surface and color, bark and branching, growth form, and overall plant size. You want to have a nice blend of textures. I'm Neil Sperry. Decades of questions in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make a date with champions.
Wait. That's... See what happens when I don't have caffeine? Okay, that's... Let's try that.
I'm Kevin O'Connor with your news.
There you go. Right.
Good. All right, here we go, gang. It's time for your sports on WTAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor. It is 6:54. Jonathan Mulrooney became the first A&M baseball player ever to garner Southeastern Conference weekly honors as he was named the SEC Freshman of the Week. The Houston native had an outstanding weekend in his hometown, picking up an all-tournament recognition at the College Classic. He went 5 for 9 and 5.56 to plate at the tournament with one double, one home run, two runs scored, and 4 RBI on the weekend. Unfortunately for the Aggies, that's one of the only bright spots so far early this season. Here's Coach Childress on the slow start for the Aggies.
I think it's about finding the 9 that play best together. It's not about the best 9 baseball players that we have. It's the 9 that play best together. And I don't know if we found that right recipe yet or not. Maybe we have, maybe we haven't. We'll get a look at another couple guys on Tuesday and then do our best to treat it like a conference weekend out in Cal State Fullerton.
The 8-5 Aggies play tonight at Olsen against Prairie View A&M. First pitch, 6:35, all the action live right here on WTAW with Dave. The Aggies, by the way, are 4-0 in midweek games this year, outscoring foes by a combined score of 27-9. In the SEC, the seeds were announced yesterday for women's college basketball, and A&M will be the number 4 seed in its inaugural appearance at the SEC Women's Tournament. The Aggies are 21-9 and face either number 5 seed South Carolina or Mississippi State and Alabama. The winner of those two games play South Carolina at the Gwinnett Arena just outside of Atlanta. Here's Coach Blair from the press conference yesterday on the seeding.
It'll be Mississippi State. Don't say that. But South Carolina, we won in a close ball game there. Mississippi State, we blew out at their place. Mississippi State has improved tremendously. South Carolina has improved. I don't think there's a team besides Tennessee that rebounds on offense as well as South Carolina. That's what kept them in the game at our place. It'll be a low-scoring game. First team to 50 will probably win if that's who we play. If we play Vic, same thing. He can stop you, but he can't score.
He's referring to Coach Vic Schaefer, who was an assistant coach here at A&M and worked with Coach Gary Blair for years. After dropping the last three so far, the ladies fall to number 19, and they open up play Friday at 1:30. All the action on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone, against one of those teams that we mentioned earlier. Quarterback Joe Flacco has signed a 6-year, $120.6 million contract with the Baltimore Ravens. That makes him the highest-paid NFL player in history. The deal for the Super Bowl-winning quarterback guarantees him $52 million. Gonzaga has made a historic climb to the top of the Associated Press college basketball poll. It's the first time the Bulldogs have been ranked number one. Gonzaga, which is 29-2, picked up 51 first-place votes to vault over Indiana, which dropped to number 2, followed by Duke, Kansas, and Georgetown to round out the top 5. Yu Darvish pitched 3 hitless innings against for the Texas Rangers in a 5-4 win over the San Diego Padres. Darvish has not allowed a hit in 5 innings so far this spring. Adrian Beltre doubled, Joey Butler and Jeff Baker RBI'd and got singles for the Rangers. Brittany Griner scored a Big 12 single game record, 50 points last night as the top-ranked Baylor Bears beat Kansas State 90-68. Griner's 50 drives her career point total to 3,123, which is second all-time behind Jackie Stiles, who has 3,393. A&M and the SEC office, in conjunction with ESPN, announced today that Saturday, April the 13th, will be an Aggie afternoon on the network. The Aggie football spring game will be televised from 2 to 4, and the Aggie women's softball game against LSU will air from 4 to 6. Texas A&M Athletic Director Eric Hyman says there is a lot of excitement surrounding Parents Weekend on campus, and the ESPN cameras will do nothing but add to the atmosphere. And finally, on the lighter side, Terrence Ganaway is a running back for the St. Louis Rams and played for the Baylor Bears. He spends his offseason in Waco working at Jimmy John's.
Says, huh?
He spends his weekends working at Jimmy John's in the offseason.
Okay.
The answer, when asked, really, Jimmy John's is just a way to keep me out of trouble in all the downtime that we have in the offseason. Terrence plans to keep working part-time until the NFL training camps open this summer.
There you go.
That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products.